Is your nervous system overmedicated or undersupported? Written by Scott Pringle, founder of the Integrated Health Foundation. Table of Contents: Understanding the Overactive Nervous System. The science behind the overactive nervous system. Historical context: How did we get here? The problem with relying only on medications. What's really causing nervous system overactivity? How do people actually heal? The limbic system, the control room you can rewire. The gut, the second brain you can heal. How to do it safely? Common questions about healing an overactive nervous system. Final thoughts? Are you ready to stop the merry-go-round? Understanding the overactive nervous system. We all know someone, maybe it's you, who's been told, "It's just anxiety, take these pills and calm down." Meanwhile, your heart races when you stand, your hands shake when you hold a cup, you can't sleep, and bright lights or sudden noises feel like personal attacks. Sound familiar? Let's get something straight. An overactive nervous system is not just anxiety. It's a real, measurable state of your body stuck in survival mode. And most people living with dysautonomia, POTS, MBSS, or chronic stress have never been given a real roadmap to calm it down at the root. So, what is an overactive nervous system? In plain English, it's your autonomic nervous system, the branch that runs everything automatic, your heart rate, blood pressure, digestion, temperature, stuck with the gas pedal jammed down. The sympathetic system, fight or flight, is on, but the parasympathetic, rest and digest, is off. And if you think a handful of pills alone will fix that wiring, think again. Diagram comparing an overactive nervous system with symptoms like racing heart, shaking, and insomnia to a balanced system with normal heart rate, restful sleep, and reduced sensitivity using red and blue color coding. Diagram comparing an overactive nervous system with symptoms like racing heart, shaking, and insomnia to a balanced system with normal heart rate, restful sleep, and reduced sensitivity using red and blue color coding. The science behind the overactive nervous system. We're wired to survive. When your brain senses threat, real or imagined, it signals your body to pump out adrenaline, cortisol, and other stress chemicals. This helps if you're running from a tiger. But what if the alarm system glitches? Now, normal daily life feels like constant danger. Studies show people with conditions like POTS and dysautonomia have measurable autonomic dysfunction. For example, a study in Autonomic Neuroscience, Raj 2021, explains that POTS patients often show excessive sympathetic activation and poor vagal tone. Translation: their body's stress switch won't shut off. Another review in Frontiers in Neuroscience, Thayer and Lane 2009, highlights how trauma and chronic stress can reshape the brain's limbic system, the amygdala and hippocampus, to stay on high alert. This means your brain literally rewires itself to expect threat, even when there isn't any. Historical context: How did we get here? Historical context: How did we get here? The modern answer to this ancient problem? Pills, lots of them. Beta blockers to slow your heart. SSRIs to calm your mind. Gabapentin to numb nerve signals. Clonidine to push down adrenaline. But here's the catch. None of these were designed to fix the underlying reason your system is stuck on high alert. They only muffle the fire alarm, they don't put out the fire. Before the pharmaceutical era, the focus was on rebuilding the body's resilience, good food, rest, social support, and treating the whole person. That wisdom didn't disappear, it just got buried under the next prescription pad. The problem with relying only on medications: beta blockers like propranolol, metoprolol, or atenolol can slow your heart rate. True. Calcium channel blockers like amlodipine can help with blood pressure swings. SSRIs like Zoloft or Lexapro can dampen anxiety. But no pill fixes a misfiring limbic system or an inflamed gut. And the data backs this up. A systematic review in Current Neuropharmacology, Baldwin et al. To 2011, shows that while SSRIs help some anxiety symptoms, their impact on autonomic function is limited, and withdrawal can worsen symptoms. Long-term polypharmacy, being on multiple drugs at once, is now common. Many POTS or dysautonomia patients juggle 3-6 meds at a time. Some people take 10+. Each drug brings side effects: fatigue, dizziness, insomnia, digestive problems, brain fog. The symptom list gets longer, not shorter. What's really causing nervous system overactivity? If pills can't fix it all, what can? To reverse the chaos, you have to understand what's driving it. Limbic system hijack. Your brain's threat detector, the amygdala, gets rewired by chronic stress, trauma, or prolonged illness. This keeps you stuck in hypervigilance. A 2007 meta-analysis in Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Reviews, Etkin and Wager 2007, found increased amygdala activation in people with anxiety disorders, a clear sign that the brain's fear circuit is in overdrive. Goot brain axis dysfunction. 90% of your body's serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter, is made in the gut. An unhealthy gut microbiome can produce excess histamine, trigger inflammation, and misfire stress signals up the vagus nerve. Studies in Nature Reviews Gastroenterology and Hepatology, Cryonet Allar 2019, confirmed that gut dysbiosis contributes to anxiety and autonomic disorders through cytokine pathways and vagal nerve signaling. Nutrient depletion. High stress and poor digestion drain magnesium, B vitamins, amino acids, the raw materials needed to make calming neurotransmitters. If you're short on the building blocks, no pill can fill that gap for you. How do people actually heal? This is the question most clinics don't answer. We do, because we've done it ourselves. Healing an overactive nervous system is not about fighting symptoms. It's about teaching the body it's safe again. The limbic system, the control room you can rewire. Illustration of the limbic system showing rewiring between the amygdala and prefrontal cortex with glowing neural pathways, and icons representing mindfulness, journaling, and breathwork as tools for neuroplasticity. Illustration of the limbic system showing rewiring between the amygdala and prefrontal cortex with glowing neural pathways and icons representing mindfulness, journaling, and breathwork as tools for neuroplasticity. Limbic retraining means you actively retrain the brain's fear circuits. Tools like gratitude journaling, mindfulness, breathwork, or DNRS, Dynamic Neural Retraining System, have shown real promise. One study in psychiatry research, Holzel et al. 2011, found that mindfulness meditation reduced amygdala activity and increased prefrontal cortex regulation, exactly what a nervous system in overdrive needs. When the limbic system calms, the autonomic system follows. The gut, the second brain you can heal. A balanced gut microbiome quiets inflammation and stabilizes neurotransmitter production. For people with POTS, MCAS, or IBS, gut repair can mean the difference between constant panic and calm. This means removing inflammatory foods, fixing hidden infections, supporting digestion with enzymes and stomach acid, and sometimes targeted probiotics. Research published in Frontiers in Psychiatry, Rie et al. ISO 2020, links gut microbial balance to reduced anxiety, improved sleep, and normalized stress hormone levels. How to do it safely? If you want to heal your overactive nervous system, it's not about going rogue or throwing out your prescriptions overnight. It's about building a safer foundation, step by step, with a practitioner who understands the whole picture. Key steps: keep working with your trusted providers. Don't stop meds abruptly. Add daily limbic system retraining. Repair gut health, nutrient-dense food, fewer triggers. Rebuild nutrients, magnesium, B vitamins, amino acids. Track your progress. Your body will show you when it's ready. Common questions about healing an overactive nervous system. Can I get off my meds completely? Many do, but it's personal. Always work with your doctor. Never quit cold turkey. How long does this take? Is dysautonomia terminal? Final thoughts. Are you ready to stop the merry-go-round? Your body isn't broken. It's brilliant, and it wants to keep you alive. If you learn how to send it the right signals, limbic safety, gut balance, good fuel, it will do the rest. Medications can help for a season, but real healing happens when you stop asking, how do I shut this off? And start asking, why is my body sounding the alarm? That's how you truly fix the wiring from the inside out. Ready to start? Take our free symptoms evaluation assessment to learn how your nervous system symptoms connect to the hidden root causes we've seen heal over and over. Evaluate your symptoms. Do you have dysautonomia? Take our quick and comprehensive symptom assessment to find out if your symptoms align with dysautonomia and receive personalized insights. Start assessment.